Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the DDP. Picking up where we left off yesterday, which was with the shepherds talking to the angels in Luke 2, they had seen the glory of the angels. This is the angelic glory of God that has entered into the realm of the natural. In verse 13 of Luke 2, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." A lot will be said over the next few days, today, tomorrow, especially in churches all over the world, about the arrival of Jesus, and Luke 2:14 will be one of the key verses. I'm not going to try to give you something new, but maybe just a different way of looking at the verse. Is that what we've been talking about the last few days is that the glory of God has come to planet Earth in the form of Jesus. We haven't finished that yet because the culmination of that message would be that he now lives in us, which means that God has achieved what he wanted to, and that was his glory on Earth. But at the time when the shepherds are hearing from the angel, it's glory to God in the highest, and on Earth peace, goodwill toward men. So God's glory still dwells in the highest place, but on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Notice the distinction between two dimensions, in the highest place and the place of earth. In the highest place is God's glory. In the place of earth, there's peace, goodwill towards men. Now we'll complete that thought with verse 15. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." Notice that the angels go into heaven. I don't for a moment think that that meant that they went up to this big city with gates, and then the gates opened, and all the angels filed in, and the gates closed, and then the shepherds looked at each other and said, "Oh, okay, let's go to Bethlehem." What the author is saying is the angels disappeared. They went into the realm of the heavenlies. What happened? The glory of God shone round about for a moment. The heavenlies invaded the earthly dimension. And the people that were at that place were told, God's glory is in the heavenlies, but he has put a piece of that on the earth. And it's going to bring peace, goodwill towards men. Ultimately, he's going to come and bring joy to all people. So the shepherds are so intrigued by the idea that the heavenly has penetrated the natural, that the eternal has made a difference on the temporary, that they say, let's go find proof, because there's supposed to have been something happened. So 16, they come with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning this child. What was the saying told to them concerning the child? The saying told to them was that it's good news, there's going to be great joy to all people, he is the Savior. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. So the first message that was preached about Jesus was preached by those shepherds who had never even heard Jesus preach. All they saw was a baby. But they had seen the glory of the other dimension. And the glory of the other dimension made such an impression on them, it made them leave their jobs to go find a baby. And if the baby was there, he was proof that they weren't crazy. God had penetrated the natural realm with his glory, and now man had access to see peace, goodwill towards men. And all those who heard it marveled at the things which were told to them by the shepherds, but Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Notice that Mary ponders the things in her heart, and I believe Mary had already had her own personal revelation, but what the shepherds saw on the hillside meant something to Mary because it was a confirmation in her that what she had heard was truly from God. We'll wish you Merry Christmas tomorrow as we come back with you on this holiday, DDP. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.